We, Chileke and I'm still trying to make the changes to that report, Nat, so they're not here yet. So let's continue quickly. I want us to leave. I understand it's a long weekend. I wasn't aware of this. But I hear that Treasury had already thought that they will end working at middle Wednesday. So they got a nice long weekend. Well, they like, Treasury like taking a week at a time. They don't like taking a long weekend. Can we quickly get our other black sheep, Bocello. And then our other black sheep, the department. Can the department also come forward, the other black sheep? Okay, who's going to kick off for us? Our man.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, honorable members. My name is Sophia Ratakari. Is it not on?
Just move it a bit closer to you. Just pull it closer.
This one?
Yeah. Just pull it closer. There we are.
Is it on?
Yeah, that's better.
Good afternoon, honorable chairperson, honorable members. My name is Sophia Ratakane. I am with the CFO, Mr. Godfred Kruger, and our director of operations, Eddie van der Heijden. And I'm with the acting CE, Mr. Masilisa Dikoko. Chairperson, with your indulgence, I want to give the synopsis of the history of Bocello Water before the CFO.
Okay.
Is that so?
We know the history.
You know the history. So
you just tell me.
Okay.
You don't need to give us the history.
Okay, thank you. Then I will hand over to the CFO to do the presentation.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, honorable members. I'm just going to go quickly down. The contents of this presentation is we've got is first of all just an overview of the board feedback.
Well,
it's the same thing. Okay.
I'm trying to do feedback on it.
On the. The issues you raised was the going concern. Undergoing concern is recovery of debt, long-term contracts with the water service authorities. The CAPEX plans, it was the issue of the assets transfer, which we do not own the assets on the, as a water board. Then also the fact that we are concentrating more on a secondary activity than a primary activity, which is by definition. We're looking at the audit issues of 2010, preparation for the audit for 2011. And then the governance, the issue which came up there was the replacement of our accounting or ERP system and upgrading of our IT infrastructure. And then there was also the issue that we had to submit a bi-monthly report.
Now, you've listed that for us.
Yeah.
Not tell us anything about now. I assume that all the answers to those issues are in your input.
Yeah, it's in my input here.
So I don't have to. I can come back to them. You'll have answered all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
can you repeat the name?
On the qualification of the...
Let me just get that. Maybe off this page. I've got a summary here. It's, I think the presentation which was put up here. There's a slide here. My apologies. There's a slide here specifically which summarizes the. I think it was put on this computer.
We've got a completely different one from here.
Yeah.
No, we've got an analysis of qualification of this claimant in three slides.
Yeah. Those are the ones which are.
How are we so mixed up, folks? Haven't you been sitting here for 2 days?
This computer tends to have the presentation is on. And that was what I put on there. Now, obviously, I put the wrong one on now, but I can get the other one.
Thanks again for this afternoon. If we look at the revenue, I think the first thing which the National Treasury highlighted was that our growth in income is less than our growth in costs. I think the percentage was 9% of our growth in income year on year versus 15% growth in costs year on year. And so I'll talk to that initially. You can see that actually the best slide to show this is in fact this one. If I can ask the committee to skip to this slide.
Okay.
Because here you can see the red line is the tariff which we have asked the mine, which is takes 92% of our water, and the tariff that we've asked KAIMA. And you can see that 2009 to 2010, we asked the mine for an 80% increase in tariff, and thereafter 7% year on year. For KAIMA, we asked them for 20% in a 3-year agreement, and 2012 is now the last of that 3-year agreement. Clearly, where we need to go, if we go back to our income statement now, if we look at 2012 and 2013 going forward, you can see that the income goes from 14 million to 15 million to 16.5 million, whereas our expenses go from 12.5 million to 14.5 million and then 16 million, and you can see the income and loss reduces quite substantially. Even though last year we made 1.6 million, going forward it's looking closer to 500,000. So clearly we need again to increase our income, because our costs will continue to increase at that rate of 15%, because 48% of our costs is in fact our electricity account. So if I ask you to maybe just skip to this slide, which has the detail of our income statement. I'm sorry, I didn't number the slides. I should have numbered the slides. But this is the detail of the income statement. And you can see where our costs in 2010 were 10.9 million, our total expenses. This year it was 12.5 million. And you can see 6 million out of that 12.5 million is power alone. So our costs are really driven by power and maintenance costs and salaries and wages. Those are the big elements in our costs. Salaries and wages is really for 12 operation staff, which is only the pump superintendents, the pump supervisors, 4 pump supervisors and 11 operators, sorry, 9 operators. So that equates to about 170,000 per year, per individual, on average. Sorry, are you lost?
It's about the third page from the bank, second, third page from the bank.
Sorry.
Okay, they'll find it. They remember the following.
So salaries, you know, there's not much we can do about salaries. I think it's already, and that grows at about inflation rate per year. The pipeline maintenance, we've actually reduced our cost on maintenance because a lot of the work you can see we did in 2010, a lot of the smaller items were done, and so we didn't have to spend money on those again this year. So our cost on maintenance has actually gone down. And then, of course, there's chemicals, which hasn't really appreciated that much. So really, what I'm saying is our costs will continue to grow at 15% or close to that per annum. And our revenue, which is really based on our tariffs, is going to have to increase again. And so taking that into perspective, the way for us to tackle that is that our demand also on the water board has or potentially will be increasing. Last time I was here, I mentioned the Gamsberg mining development. In addition to that, this year Black Mountain has also found a new ore body, which they intend to mine, which will increase the life of Black Mountain. So the best possible scenario for the Pella Water Board is now coming to the fore and becoming part of our future, which is to have both Black Mountain and the new Gamsberg development mine you know, increasing our demand. And when I say increasing, I'm talking about more than doubling our current volumes from the water board. So that in turn will require quite a bit of capital investment, which, again, there we have two options. We could either go with CDB and use economies of scale, or we could get the mines to actually, you know, put out most of the capital, since most of the expansion is going to be for their benefit. So those are the two options that are open to us as a water board. Now, the reason we didn't spend capital in the year 2010, if you look at our capital, for 2011 we had to spend 1.45 million in capital. And the biggest part of that was in fact the floating cover for Saddleback, which is a reservoir. In fact, we'd actually completed that in the year before, so we didn't need to spend that because the work had already been done. And then the other bits we actually did on working cost, so we didn't have to spend this capital. And the other reason we didn't spend the capital is if we go back to our income statement, cash flow statement, is you can see that our cash flow, in fact, was only, from operations, our cash flow was only 99,000. and from investment activities, none. And our cash flows from financing activities, which is really a fixed deposit we have of just over $1 million, which is that value you see at the bottom, the 1.395 million. This value, that's actually a fixed deposit, which we have. So that's just the interest from that fixed deposit. You can see that's taken our cash reserves to 1.5 million. So that cash reserve is really our saving for a rainy day. And the reason we don't want to spend any of that cash is because we have these big developments coming up, and we believe that it should be funded from either the mine or from merging with Citibank. So that, in a nutshell, is Pelletier's story.
This is the giant among water boards.
Really?
Giant among giants, this one. Squeaky clean. Very little to do. Wake up on a Monday, you see the poster. 2 months later, you come and see the poster. All right, any questions?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Chair, I'd just like to know that your professional fees has increased quite considerably. What is that?
CBI Consulting Engineers, they are our third-party professional engineers, and we have paid them a retainer for the past 15 years. And they didn't ask for an increase for the past 5 years because of the financials and the viability of the water board, and they've now just claimed what they should actually have had for many years. So they've asked for a big increase in the last year. Which is only fair. Their rates are still very competitive.
You tell your best option is to join Citibank. Why do I say that? Because no municipality in Citibank ever pays for anything. If you go over to them, you will be joining a band of people who get services completely free.
Yeah.
So from where you're getting and now paying a lot of money, go to Citibank, get a the smaller water boards like Pelletier are clearly going to be part of how one looks at the rationalization. And I suppose there are different ways to look at it. But clearly it's not going to be viable to try and ask the mine every 2-3 years to increase with 80%. There's a limit to that. So one can see. But having said all that, I think you guys do a good job on the service.
Thank you.
As I say, every Monday when you change the filter. Thank you very much, Senator. Thank you for coming all the way. And I personally hope you guys don't disappear so we can see you every year. All right. Is Borchello now the second bite? Are you ready?
I hope so, Mr. Chair. Unfortunately, the presentation we turned earlier on has been lost, and I had to copy it on today, but I copied the wrong one on. So my apologies for that. It's nothing to do with the board.
I see it one end. This is I take full blame for the one that disappeared. You know,
I normally take full blame for everything as well, so it's not a problem.
Okay, let's try again. We got it on there now? Can someone please check with the letter how far she is with the correction? Because we were the last water board, so she must come. Why we got members here?
I copied the paste again.
that's a great figure. No one must eat.
Got a disclaimer. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, the I'm just scared that I miss hand-eye coordination. Analysis of the qualifications with the included disclaimer. I just got to go to the next page.
We have last year, disclaimer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the same. We had 18 qualifications leading to that. We resolved 15 of them. Three of them were left over, and we've got 8 new qualifications.
Sure.
Okay.
That's 15, you've got a little 12, and now you've got
8, yeah.
11 again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've got 11 in total. Okay, 8.
That's not very good. 18, down to 3, up to 3 plus 11 is
14. 3 plus 8.
3 plus
8. Is 11, 7. Yeah.
The advantage is we used to have 18 and now 11.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of problems is there?
Okay, I'm just going to jump right to the issues on the root causes. Mm-hmm. So I like to, you know, the Auditor General way talk about root causes. I think the first one is lack of oversight by the accounting authority in terms of financial and performance reporting.
Who's
the accounting
authority? The board.
Okay, ineffective HR management in terms of sufficient skills and resources. Various things. We do not have enough people, and maybe, you know, there's also a resource. Then policies and procedures not established and communicated. Some policies are lacking, and it's also the communication. Inadequate development and monitoring of action plans to address internal control deficiencies. We had, during the year, we had a change of board as well. Then inadequate IT, had a dysfunctional, very much to the root cause, a dysfunctional accounting system, which we are in the process now of replacing. Inadequate financial and performance management system, then non-adherence to laws and regulations, things that came out, and inadequate implementation of appropriate risk management activities.
Looking at that list, I can't think of anything else you can put on that list.
Quite correct. That's what we're going to do to address those things. That is the issue.
Okay, so you've got every problem in the world in one single.
Sort of, yes.
Okay, next one.
Okay. I'm just going to say the lack of oversight. We've got a new board in, okay, and they have put some checklists and controls in place to get more involved into the oversight role. Ineffective HR management. We are busy with an organizational review process, which will be completed by end of June. Policies and procedures, that is, we've got processes, and the board is involved in ensuring that those policies, all the policies and procedures are being reviewed as part of the whole process. Also, target date by the end of June. Inadequate development monitoring of the action plans, that is this management, and this checklist which is now serving at each board meeting, and it is vetted by the internal auditors. The IT systems, we are in the process of upgrading the IT platform. Our IT platform is very old, about 4 or 5 years old. The accounting system, we're replacing the accounting system with the Pastel system. We'll go live on the 1st of June, and we are recapturing everything for the last year. As part of this whole accounting system and IT, we also are upgrading the financial reporting and performance system. And then also in terms of the laws and the risk activities, we've got the audit committee, and I think it's mainly the audit committee is now functioning, and there's a constant report back on the audit committee.
Now, go to your CAPEX. You don't really have a CAPEX,
right? No, we do not have CAPEX because we do not own the assets. The assets were transferred to the municipalities and not to the water board.
You mainly
do secondary contractual? It's contractual work. We've got, if you call it, we've got bulk. If you say bulk, it's primary. We've got in the Mafeking area, we're doing bulk. And then for Dr. Ruth, which is in the south, and central district, which is in Kaka Madiri Mulema, we are also doing secondary, which is what we call term O&M, is operation maintenance, where we are installing rural infrastructure and maintaining the rural infrastructure on behalf of the municipalities.
And then I see your municipal debtors. Despite you not giving bulk, but you're doing secondary work,
there
is 73 million. Is that right?
Yeah, it's 73 million. The major portions.
What happens if you're doing contractual work and you're doing a contractual basis? How is it that you get such a big debt?
Okay, if you go collect and we try to follow it back, the first thing is the municipalities normally say to you, we do not have money. And then when you go and investigate further, some of the grants which is supposed to be going to them, like the equitable share, it doesn't end up in the portion in the water provision, in the water society.
Obviously it doesn't, but now
yeah.
We're doing contractual work.
Yeah.
It's not like others are selling bulk water and their
yeah.
water. Doing contractual, how is it that don't you get them to pay the account before you do the next contract?
It is actually one contract in totality. It's not different contracts. It's one contract from a year-to-year basis. And it is water provision. We've got to carry on and provide water in that specific area. It's not that we can just stop it.
Any money at all?
They are paying, but it comes in very much in drips and drabs.
Have you got agreement that was signed by them that they owe you the money and you've got terms how to collect the money?
We've just got the original agreements. The MEC for Finance arranged the meeting, and not one of the municipalities actually rocked up to that meeting to come and to sign the agreement. So it's a total ignorance of the whole story.
I think what Mr. Matevis said is correct. I think we should just wind up and put it down. Because, if you're not even making attempts to get the money from these people. It's simple. All the other water boards that were here, if you care to come and listen to them, what they're doing about these issues, they go and get them to sign a contract and stuff that they do owe the money, and then try and get ways of collecting the money. But you guys don't even do that.
We have presented them with contracts. It's still in the process, and some of them just bluntly ignored to sign them.
Other water boards have used the Water Act to threaten cutting down the water. Have you tried that?
we're threatened to limit the water. But, you know, as soon as you threaten, a little bit of money comes in, then they go back, you know, to business as normal within a few months' time. Very difficult environment, though.
You see, you know what amazes me. See what amazes me. Every single water board that came here last year, and those that got a whooping from this committee, they come back and see there's definitely an improvement. Some of them really good improvements. Some of them are really going out of their way to change things. You're the first one that come here and there's no, I mean, you actually come back. There's no attempt to collect the money, there's no, I mean, I'm just stunned as I sit there, I don't know what to say for it. Thank God he came last, so they made a heart attack if he'd come earlier. I just don't know what to say to you, I mean, I just, I know what to say, I know to say that, you know, very clearly when this rationalization of water board is taking place, I would imagine you are very much on the chopping block. You can't continue like this. The problem with that is, of course, all your problems then go somewhere else. And you've made no attempt to fix it up. No real attempt. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
I just want to say in terms of the debtors which we've got, or the municipalities, two of them are under administration as well. So we've got three municipalities which we are dealing with. Two of them, Mafeking Local and Ngaka Mojini Maleme, both under administration. And that is the majority of our income which comes from that.
So I think the CFO have given you the background as to what the processes are. But maybe one needs to give a perspective that, firstly, with regard to the previous year's disclaimer which you have seen, out of the 18 issues that were raised, we managed to deal with them directly, and of the 18, about 15 were dealt with, only three, which mostly were of the systems problem, were carried. I'm not denying the fact that subsequently we got the other eight, of which six of them were still systems. And in order to deal with that, we are changing the complete system. When we arrived, we found out the system that was in use was the old Regional Service Council kind of a system like a Venus. But now we are in line with what other boards are doing, and that's why we have started implementing this new system. The second issue, sir, with regard to these issues of the contract, our only problem is the short-termness of the contracts that we are dealing with. Normally, our contracts are on a three-yearly basis. Now, because of the changeover of municipalities last year, although we have placed the contracts to extend on their tables, there is a challenge with us. We have taken this matter up with the Department of COCTA provincially. We have requested the assistance of National Treasury. Well, that's why the intervention of the MEC. And the MEC have given directives to all municipalities as to what should happen. She have even gone to an extent of calling all these municipalities to interact. But the meeting was only last month. This aspect is receiving attention. Our disastrous process is the issue of the CAPEX. Now, like all the other boards, I would recall the status of Amatola when it have a problem between them and Buffalo City. Finally, the department managed to transfer the issues to them. But with us, the assets that could have given us the backing have been transferred to the municipality. Whether we try to fight them, the threat would be, but there's no problem. We can take our assets. We will do the job ourselves. Now, within that aspect is, with regard to the 79, actually it's about 79 million which we are owed, because Dr. Ruth is paying us very well. It's only about 6 million that they are owing, but they are bringing their side. Now, you've got Ngakamudiri Mulema, of which Masikeng is one of their municipalities. When you look into the trend, you can see that these people, they're somewhere where they sit and decide. We will bill Ngakamudiri Mulema 5 million. They will only pay 2 million. Obviously, our debt is growing and growing, and we would arrange meetings with the political heads who will direct us to the municipal manager. The municipal manager will transfer the problem to the CFO and say, please pay. The CFO to CFO, the answer would always be, but what would I do? That's the only money that I have. I don't have any other money. Now, the decision has just been taken. If you look into the process to take a route of, you don't have to cut, but you can reduce the supply. Overall, it's taking about 90 to 120 days. Because firstly, you must bring this to the department's attention and the premier. Secondly, you must ensure that National Treasury, all the process to take. We have already started with this kind of a process. Notwithstanding, from time to time, to get a begging of the political. Because what is happening administratively most of the time, you'll find that politicians, to a certain extent, are not aware. So we are trying to drive these two processes. I'm saying, Chair, it appears very bad as we are presenting now. But in essence, there's a great, great improvement. So whatever the decision of the portfolio committee, I'm saying it is not all what we normally say. It's not a bye-bye kind of a situation.
No, it's not all doom and gloom. Just give me the part that's the light. But I'm not seeing it. You're telling me you're talking to politicians, but that's not light.
No, no, I was just highlighting. I think what is the light part of
it. Where are you seeing? You're telling me that there's an improvement. Where are you seeing the improvement?
Firstly, the supply of water to our consumers, more especially the end users, it's one of our critical issues to make sure that there's no suspension of water provision. Secondly, even if the situation is like this, we make sure that there are no happenings like strikes from employees not having been paid and all this kind of aspects. So, I think, Chair, there are a number of issues that one can relate to. We are having the capacity now to take off. We have identified what the challenges are in terms of the system. We have gone to such an extent of putting out the old system and buying a new system. All these things we are doing out of our own resources. There's no assistance like it has happened with other boards. I don't want even to mention them. Just by way of an example, that we are trying our level best to ensure that we are aware that we were in that ICU, but I would assure you that we are in a general ward as far as the hospital aspect of it. I think the critical thing, Chair, was the issue of the image. It's a pity that you said you don't want history, you know history.
I definitely
don't
want
history. Yeah, no, I'm saying, as the board at least we have managed to turn the image of Botshelo from what it was some few weeks.
We haven't changed the image yet. You may have changed it somewhere else, but you haven't changed it yet. I can tell you that of all the water boards, all of them that came here, all of them have shown an improvement. All of them. Some of them major improvements. Yourself. I mean, you don't even have a CAPEX. You don't even have a CAPEX project. That's how little you have to. You actually just got these contracts you are holding with little municipalities in the rural area, and you can't sustain that. You can't do it. And it's not working. The mere fact that you're telling us now, which is what we were told last time, that you're changing this and you're changing that and you're changing the other, actually, since when? But in case, I'm going to keep on repeating this stuff. The fact of the matter is you've been honest with us, you've reported what you've done, and that's it. But as far as I can see, the department's going to have to make some very hard decisions with this water board when you do your rationalization. You cannot, not another year, sit here and hear that the people in the what it used to be, the old Bokuta Tswana. It was a bunch of time already with bad infrastructure. He's not getting any infrastructure. So it just can't go on like that. So the same views we've talked on, the same views we've expressed previously about where these problems. This can't go on another year. I don't care what decision you take personally. We're not going to recommend here as a committee what decision you must take. But we want to tell you that for us, this is totally and utterly unacceptable. It cannot go on for another year. In fact, if you look at it, Teddy Bang, themselves, and so on, you can just see the pattern of where the problems are lying. The problem is all in old black areas. So the people that were suffering 20 years into our democracy, they're the same ones that are suffering, are not getting the services they deserve. In fact, some of them get no service at all. So I want it to be very clear. Any other issues anyone wants to raise? Questions or input from the committee? Mr. Sultana?
No, Chair. What I want to say, really, this is a bad example of institution. You can't run an institution without following the laws and regulations. No, you can't. How can you run the institutions without following the laws and regulations? And also, you have got finances. You don't have a finance policy. You don't deal your finances correctly. This is what the report says. Their report is telling us that. But if you read all these things, really, we're just listening to the story. It's not even a problem, but it's a story now. There is nothing that they are doing which is correct. And if you can recommend that you give money to such an institution, then you must know that you are throwing your money into what? It's a problem. First of all, you must correct laws and regulations. That's the institution, the proper running of institutions. Laws and regulations. Then you start correcting your staff, your human resource. Then you come to your finances, how to run your finances. No policy is regulated, no what. Just an institution. When you wake up early in the morning, just think and go and do 1, 2, 3 without following the law. No, it's wrong, I should think, Chair. Well, I sympathize with them. They are trying to defend themselves, but just defending in vain, because what they are defending really is we are not convinced, and we can't be convinced as a committee, really. No, thanks.
In as far as the HR is concerned, do you recruit yourself or you have a consultant doing that for you? Recruit on your own?
Anything else? No question, we When the horse, you can't say anything, then you hurt him, don't. Okay, look, that doesn't mean that we don't appreciate that we realize a new board has come in, that we appreciate that you have inherited. I think we've been kind to say hi to you. I think the person was just this side of the grave, in fact, so it's not even hi to you.
White light in the distance.
In fact, it's now with the white light. Now the white light is coming on closer. So, I mean, as far as the board has tried to do certain things, I mean, we appreciate it. Of course, the problem just seems so big and so intransigent that clearly it's going to take an absolute miracle to turn things around. So at the end of the day, it's still the department to decide what they're going to do with the race money. But all I want to say that the message we send into the department from our side is that there is a huge, 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 huge problem here compared with the other water boards. And they need to, whatever they decide in their rationalization, they need to take that into account. So insofar as you tell your staff that we thank them for the things they have tried to do differently, we can really convey that from us. We appreciate that. And then, you know, I think whatever happens with you, I mean, it's just common decency that one must still try and pick up as much as you can. And I still think it's your responsibility. Because I know what's going to happen. We've seen with other things. As soon as you start transferring things other ways, then people start saying, well, we didn't really owe that. And so it's very important that you get your things to a level where you still try and pick these up. You know, I must say to you, I don't buy one bit that there's nothing you can do with the politicians that are involved in it. The law, the Water Act allows you to use things like cutting off, you have good contracts, you can hold people to contracts, there's a whole lot of things, and there needs to be some backbone to try and use these. In the end of the day, I mean, of course, you want to not inconvenience people and cut their water off and so on, but in the end of the day, I mean, there can't be no consequence to people not complying with their things as with the law and so on. There can't be no consequence. And really, there must be some backbone, and that at least we try and get things up to a level. But again, thanks for everything, and we appreciate it. Now, we're waiting for the other report. Let me say a few things then while we're waiting about the water board. Toko,
yes.
And Meh, the leader of the delegation. I usually direct all my things to Toko because I know where I can go and find problems later. That doesn't mean I don't address it to the rest of the department. I think that a lot of work you've done from last year to this year is a huge improvement. I think the way that you presented your report and so on, I think there's a vast improvement. The way that you've asked the entities to respond all in the same way, I think all that stuff is a huge improvement and helps us to do our work. So I want you to be very clear on those things that I think you've done very well as a department, okay? Exceptionally well.
Thank you,
I think that part of the accountability side, you are grasping. I wanted to add one thing. I thought that what you were weak on was the financial management system. So the AG is easier. I want next year, just like you guys do, look at the whole sector. I want the AG next year to look at the whole sector's financial statements and report, and then pull out the report for us and also give it in the beginning of the interview. Which ones have got qualified reports? What turnaround strategy, what is the AG saying about their turn? So we have that expertise now missing from this debate. Okay? So next year I want to make sure that the AG is given access to, now I see some of this information are private companies that do the audits and so on. So there must be a process created that the AG gets access to all those, and even if they have to meet with all the water boards, how they do it, so that we can get that kind of expertise and strengthen our hearings in that way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your report, the Treasury, really great. We appreciate all that. There are some of the things that you and Treasury are reporting on that's not reflected necessarily in the same format in the Water Board report. So the kind of things that we've concentrated on, and you've created these nice sketches for us, that you must make sure we pull through to the water board so that they report in the same format as you've given us the information. Because now sometimes I have to keep asking, but now this is what Treasury says, and then they have to show me where it is. Are you understanding the point I'm trying to make?
Mm-hmm.
So although you've got a good format, there's a few things you have to pull together. You know the things that we look at. Your financial management system, how it works or doesn't work. Then we look at your capex. We look at who owes you money and what you're doing about it. We're looking at all your ratios, these things that Treasury does, to see whether you're viable and a good entity and so on. There does need to be a slight tweaking with those things. So all those things the department has done very well. We want to congratulate the department on that. I think it's much, much better. It's getting better all the time. Where the department is exceptionally weak is to give direction and leadership to the sector in between the hearings you come in. I mean, it cannot be that the only way the department interacts with the water board is to get quarterly reports from them. You have to devise a system. Look, you don't have to go and sit with Rand Water for a lot and go and try and sit and help them. Because they are getting the big bucks, they sort it out and so on. But where people need help, like Bushbuck Reach, are waiting for money from you guys, which you said you're going to give them, they then have to start getting consultants on their own to do the identification. Now, you see, there is a huge gap in leadership, which you're not giving leadership as a department. I mean, when they give a report here, they should be saying, this is the information we got from the department. We're getting the money, we're getting it on this date, we've gone to Treasury. But they come in and they say, well, we're waiting for the department. They don't even have that interaction. So there's huge problems there, Topo. That issue about sediment, where they want to start taking serious action to against them and start wanting to cut the water off. You guys stop it. I've got no problem with you saying, okay, wait, let's slow down. I've got no problem with it. But then you act immediately. You don't let the high ground that the water board has built up to be strong enough to do certain things. You don't let them lose that momentum. You must be the leadership. You must be giving the guidance. But I know what it is. You're waiting for your quarterly report. You're not giving that leadership. You must restructure the department how we interact. If the department wants to lead on infrastructure through the water board, then you must lead the water board. You can't sit back and let the water board pack around and then later on we're not meeting our goals. You know, the president has got up and made infrastructure his main rallying point. What do we want him to say next year? That water has failed me completely as far as infrastructure. Because we're not leading the process. You guys must lead the process. I got no problem if you say that City Bank or whoever is going to provide the RB stuff and so on. But then it must be done. They must come and give you plans. You must see that they're doing it. You must see that they're doing it on time. They can't come here and say, what happened now is the municipality moved somewhere else and we didn't do the infrastructure. They can't be like that. It can't be like that. You guys must be making interventions. That's why you are a department. You intervene and you lead these processes. You should be the one that comes here and says, when the water board has failed, it's because of us. We've not been able to get this done or that done. Now we're sitting back at the department. We receive a report quarterly. That's nice. Allah, 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 Ariana. Oh, but nothing happens in the meantime, and we don't take any responsibility. So, you've done a lot of good work now, Topo. But you guys must now take it a next step, and you must actually now start leading with these infrastructure projects. You know, when I sat here and listen to, who was it that are now coming with it? Mahali, for the 1.7 million. You know, I sit here, and for 3 years they've done no capex. Now they come here and they say, from now on we're going to do 1.7 billion rand capex. I mean, I sit here, I can see, but this is not going to work. They haven't done it for 3 years, so how are they suddenly going to... But that doesn't seem to worry the department. No! The department doesn't raise any red flags. In fact, we say, here is your arm, big 300 million, take this,
and do something with it. So you can see where there's things that are falling between the gaps. Is that we are not leading. Now I do know the department has a lot of problems and you didn't have leaders and the leaders you had were crooks and so on and so on. I know all those things. Okay? So I understand that. Right? But now we've got a new DG, we've got new CFOs and so on and so on and so on. So, I mean, there's no excuses anymore. The leadership has to be there now. And I'm telling you that the moment as I look at this, the water board with potential that we can do something with. There are mainly in areas where black people are who have not had any of these things in the past. We are failing them because we're not leading on these. Badly. I mean, some of these water boards don't have a CAPEX plan. Amatole is spending, in the whole area that they're spending only 70 million. Sedibeng is spending 70 million for a lot of the Northwest, the Three States, and the Northern Cape. They only spend 70. How can we explain these things? This is all wrong. And the problem doesn't start with the water board. The problem starts with the head, the leader. That's where the problem starts. So Toko, you're going to have to look and restructure and see how you are actually going to provide this leadership and this intervention. I want to see you not so much in head office. You guys sit there in the smart head office. The lights are on all night long. They don't really tell you the whole sort of electricity and so on. You must stop sitting just in head office. We must start getting teams that go out to these water boards and actually sit with them and work through these plans. So that when I ask them, I don't have to ask the water board to come and explain things. I must ask Mr. Finance then to come and explain to me, and you, and so on. That you can tell us, this is what we're doing with the water board. This is what this is our route of march. Having said all that, that the weakness is really in the department. Having said all that, I have seen a lot of improvement in most of the water boards, except the last one we've seen today. But all of them have shown improvement. I mean, Ungeni has taken their money and started spending money into the rural areas. Who are the ones with the blue? Lepele? Huge strides with getting infrastructure into the rural areas. That is the way to go. We want every water board to be going there. Sometimes I actually say, let's forget the metro, let's forget the big town, go there where the infrastructure is needed, where people haven't got the power to get up and ask for these things. We must be the ones that are pushing it. Now those water boards are doing wonderfully. We need to give further direction and so on, and make sure that they're going in the right direction, and that they've got the backup. I must tell you, the better we are at giving leadership in the issues, the easier we get Treasury to give us money. I have seen it over and over with Treasury. When Treasury sees something work, they are prepared to put money in it. If they can see the plans are there. So when you look at something like Rand Water, like Ungeni, they come and give you the input, the Fairland today. They come, they're confident of where they're going and they want to go and so on. When you come and give those inputs, then you're going to get money from Treasury. So what we are doing by not giving the proper leadership in the department, we are actually to the detriment of the poorest of the poor, making sure that they don't get infrastructure. Because at least in the city with Rand Water and so on, the rest of them can subsidize and they can still give infrastructure to the poor. In the poorer areas, the old Bantustan areas particularly, that doesn't happen. Because there's no base to get that money from. And we are not helping to get that done. So we are failing ourselves as a department. And I'm taking into consideration all the problems that we've had in the past. Okay? You know me, I don't like to speak too much about them. I'm thinking about now. You are the leader now. I want you to lead. You must lead all of us here. So that your minister, that your DG and everyone understand what's happening in this sector and we move in this sector. It all starts with you. You have to sit every night when you pray. You pray so much and then you say, okay, how much time do I give to thinking of what I'm doing tomorrow? The two of them are very important that you, because every day you must think as a leader, how are you going to take this structure? There are huge problems in the thing. Doesn't just happen by getting quarterly reports from people. Okay, so I've given you our issues on that. Big improvement, a lot of good work from the water board,
sad lack of leadership where it's needed at the moment. So that must now be fixed up. I think that's most of the issue. I do hope that we are consulted when it comes to the rationalization and so on the water board, because we had an opportunity now to hear what's happening. So we want to give input into that processes, because we don't want some wrong decisions also to be made in this regard, okay? So that must also be wrong. I think those are all the issues I wanted to just raise in summary from outside. If anyone wants to raise or add something, Mr. Morgan.
Thanks, Chairperson. I certainly associate myself with your comments. It has been generally a very good improvement, certainly in presentation, but also in the substance. And so I thank the department and the water boards. You mentioned at the end, Chairperson, the rationalisation, which was a point that I wanted to make as well. And, you know, I quite accept that we can't preempt the process, although I agree that we should be part in at least in the form of a briefing. But Chairperson, one of the things I wanted to highlight was that there are 12 water boards which exist now, and they require the guidance of the department, as you know, in their current plans and the way forward. What I wouldn't like to see, Chairperson, is that is a view that the department may hold. I'm not saying it does. That this process of rationalisation is inevitably going to happen, so we can ignore governance now in some of the boards. We don't know what that process is. I'm personally a supporter in the rationalisation process. But I can imagine, and I'm projecting here, I accept, that you could say, well, we know it's going to happen. It's going to be 9 and not 12 or 5, or, you know. So let's just get through that process and hope that the big boys, you know, come in and fix the problem. If that is the case, or if you attempted to do that, that would be wrong. You really have to work with what you have now, because we don't know the timelines for rationalization at all, despite the merits of that particular process. So please provide the leadership, and I think you've done generally a very good job, please provide the leadership necessary for the existing 12 water boards, and let's take it from there. And there's good reason for that. I mean, for those that are struggling, you know, you don't want to hand over an even bigger troubled water board to someone else. You want to hand over the best possible product for possible rationalization where it may happen. Thank you.
Even the process, I think what Mr. Morgan said is very important. Because if some water board gets in their head they're going to be rationalized, then your chances of looting get bigger. I mean, you know, people are there, suddenly a car disappears, not on the acid region, but that's exactly what's going to happen, because we don't have a grasp on what is happening. And the legal process is how you do it is absolutely vital in terms of those things. So I think what Mr. Morgan is saying is really, let's not just think this is going to just happen overnight. So there's a long process that's involved in rationalizing, particularly losing. Even if they're good ones, we can put bad ones with them. In terms of their asset bases, their debt that they owe, that all has to be very clearly defined and so on. So there's a lot of work thinking you have to do. I think it's going to be a tough year for you, my dear. It's going to be a tough year. You're going to have to no sleep, just think and these things all the time. Okay? Anyone else want to add something? I think we all endorse what Mr. Morgan said. All right. Anything else? I think that is all of it. Now, thank you again to all the water boards. Thank you to Treasury, to the AG, and all that has participated, made these hearings possible. All that we can ask is trying to make these things better all the time. So the better we operate, the better we do our work, the better we serve our people. And that's what all this is about. This is all, only about one thing.
So No,
we thank Toko. I told her how wonderful
Toko is. Yes, she wants to thank
Toko. I told her how wonderful Toko is with Lemington.
So can you allow the leader to delegate him?
Does the leader want to say? Leader, yes. Say something. Leader.
thank you for the short moment. We want to appreciate the comments made by the committee. We have listened quite attentively. We've noted all your comments. The intention was
must be received to you so that you can hear that we were listening, but I will not do that in the interest of time. What I want to say to the water board is that you also, unfortunately, others have already met, but I think you need to understand that the call on us now is to strengthen oversight. And that cannot happen only on the side of the department. So we need your cooperation as well. And we also need you to listen to the municipality. Because the impression created is that it is only that the municipalities don't want to pay. There are issues that they have raised with you for some time. You haven't really presented here on their behalf in their absence. So I am pleading with you that as we go back and implement what comes from the portfolio committee, that you are also prepared to be meaningful and cooperative participants. I want to thank you and hope that together we will bring a better process.
Well, thank you for that comment, leader of the delegation. The only problem I could have is there are those problems that the municipality have. It's your job as a department to see that those things are compliant. You can't tell the water board. I mean, you must tell them, but it's your job to oversight over there, and you must make sure those things are done properly.
So, what I'm asking is for their cooperation.
Yes,
when the municipalities do raise issues.
That's fine, but you're saying they're not representing it yet. And I'm saying to you, it's your job to come to the okay? That's all I'm saying to you. So we must be careful with this thing. At the end of the day, I don't look at the water board. The water boards are a tool through which we do things. I look at the department. That's what I look at. Because at the end of the day, who is the person that has been appointed to deal with water and the leader? It's our minister. Directly by the president. So that is the place where we check that has to be done. These are vessels and instruments. Whatever they do, they must do what we want them to do as a department. Okay? Very clearly so. So I'm not undermining anything you're saying. I agree with it. But if you do feel that there are things that they're not doing, if you find any water board that's not cooperating and doing that stuff, you come and tell us. You come and tell us. If we're going to ask them why they do it. They must come and account. They must make sure that the oversight takes place there. All right? Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks again. Now, members, can we quickly this report? I would have liked to have done. Can you just sit? Bring them away. Could we quickly, this report I would have liked to have done differently. But when I read through it over the lunch, it does look as if our staff have done a good job at least to pull together a report. I know Mr. Morgan and others have made some changes to it, and they've all improved the report, the changes that have been made. I'm not sure if you want to read through it now here. I don't think it's going to help very much too. So I really want to ask two things. I'm going to put this report to you as it's amended now, that we pass it. Secondly, that you give me the mandate if any grammatical or uncontentious issues that need to be changed from now till we put this in the agency, you give me the mandate to do. Do I have the agreement of the committee to do voting? So we pass this unanimously. There's enough people here for a quorum. We check in 2, 4, 6, 8. Alright, so this will appear in the ABC or whatever, and then our debate will start, and I don't unfortunately have the times here, but I'm sure you all know the times and that.
About 3:15.
3:15, but how much each party has, and that you'll sort those things out. Then I just wanted to say what that means, of course, is we're going to have to then change the program for the session. Because, you know, we were going to sit in the afternoon, we're now going to debate in the afternoon. So what I'm going to do is, on the 2nd, we're going to completely do away with the program for the day. So people have a chance to work on their students and so on, and to get that sorted out. And what we'll do then is, I'm going to check for us to be able to move this program, and I'll find dates for it later in May. Okay? Because next week we're going to deal with DEA entities. So Isis Mangalito, Sand Parks, and so on, we're going to deal with them. Okay? So we'll move that to another week somewhere else. I'll check whether I want to move the 3rd as well, because they actually go together, but maybe we won't do that. Then also, on the 3rd, the Gullet vehicle is arriving here at 11 o'clock in the morning.
If there is a possibility that if people individually want to go and look at that, we will send you information how to do so. If you want to go and look at this new vehicle, it will be on the 3rd, from 11 o'clock at the waterfront. So we'll make those changes for the program for next week. Okay? We're not sitting at all in on the 2nd. We may then sit on the 3rd and I'll move the 2nd stuff to somewhere else. And then we'll let you know about it. Okay? Mr. Morgan?
Chairperson, I'm not saying we should necessarily use the day, but I know that the Chief Whip's Forum have removed all EPCs next Friday and have declared it a committee day if people want it in its entirety. So next Friday is in fact free of other parliamentary duties. The 4th.
Well, what I'm
going to
do is, I'll look at that, but I thought that because we've done our debate on the 2nd, there's no reason then to write to it.
Chair, do you have any idea on when you might want to do the Rhino poaching?
That is on a Friday, the 10th and 11th. We're busy with the invitation for the Rhino. They're already drafted. We'll send them out, and that workshop will now be on the 10th and 11th in Budok Chamber. They'll secure the chamber, they'll provide security and everything for it. So that one is on, so that will be a Friday that is coming. So I'm trying to spare us on the Friday. Right. Okay, thank you. Anything else from the committee? Sorry, Bob.
ANC members?
Only of the committee, not of the committee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye
do at the moment is keep them open this week. I'm going to mainly think, speak about human behavior has contributed to the degradation of the environment.